Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Santa's here!
Yeah, you're off the fucking car. Oh, shit. Oh.
Santa, what's wrong?
Oh, I'm sorry. I hate my life.
Santa,
I've shit myself. What's your name,
what's
boy?
Happened? My name's Terry.
Terry, that's marvellous, Terry. Let me just... Oh, Merry Christmas.
Well, you like a cigarette, Santa? I thought you were...
Terry!
What's wrong?
Horse, Ned! Terry, what do you want? What do you want this Christmas?
Well, I'd like a rocking horse and a Sega Game Gear.
Great.
And maybe a pair of Reebok Classics.
Great. Not only are all three of those things very out of date, they're all shit.
I can't, you can't Christmas.
Wake up to reality, Terry!
Oh,
Christmas isn't what it used to be. I remember when this place used to be just... prairies and ducks running wild. And now look at it.
Santa's really fucking lovely, gone off the wall.
Lovely Bethnal Green estate. Oh, fucking hell.
Santa, you know, what happened to your elves?
I'm not well, Terry. Christmas is dying
elves?
Along with me.
Where's Rudolph?
I killed them, Terry.
Why?
Because I needed to eat.
What about Mrs. Claus? Did she bake you a nice
Mrs.
pie?
Mrs. Claus cheated on me.
Woo-hoo!
With a guy that was dressed as me.
From a shopping centre?
Some cunt in a shopping centre. Yeah.
Santa, didn't
yeah, suck it up, Terry.
No, my child, my childhood is gone.
Here's your game
My
gear.
Voice is broken
I've
as well.
Most of them.
They can't eat. Oh, this is a shambles. So, you're no Santa. This is a shambles, Santa.
That's not a game gear. That's some Twizzlers.
Pod shambles.
Nice.
And a Merry Christmas.
Merry Shamblemas.
To you too.
Oh, Merry. Do you know what Shamblemas means? It's the coming of shambles.
Oh, the second coming.
The second.
Or the 20th coming,
you'd
as this episode
you'd
might be.
You'd be so lucky.
Here we go. Oh, God, I dropped. It's fine. Yes, so
well
it's,
done.
Well done.
We made it all we together. Made it. Episode 20.
The end of,
season
end
one.
End of season one. I've
so
always wanted to
does that
end
mean
the
we have
season.
To kill off the patriarch.
Oh. Spoiler. Oh, hello. Spoiler. Yeah, we have to. What we have to do, we have to kill one of the main characters.
Okay, cool.
You and I need to fuck.
Yeah, three times.
Yeah.
The second time, we don't know that it's us.
In your wife's house.
My wife's house. She would be angry.
I know, she'd be livid, and especially because it's Christmas.
Yeah, I'd put a goose in your head, it'd be fine.
This has gone quite well. Like, we've managed to coincide Christmas with the end of the series. Like, and Christmas is
almost
it's a time where all things die and come to an end, as we all know. And then the new year.
Big turkey, that's dead.
Yeah.
Gran. Oh, my God. Merry Christmas.
I'm feeling very merry today. I'm feeling really... I love Christmas.
Well, good. Well, fuck, it doesn't sound like it.
No, I really do.
Tracking us down.
It's the most wonderful time of year.
Anyway,
that's what I always say.
We're going to hear
and
from...
the songs. That's what the songs
oh,
say.
Oh, God.
So what have we got in store for us this
well,
week,
Well, we've got all your old favourites.
Yeah.
But we're going to hear from all the characters and all the in-jokes we've made this
yeah.
year.
We're basically...
going to revisit them because it's the end of the year and we can't be us.
It's going to be everything that maybe could use a little more exposition, or couldn't.
We could, but we're going to do it anyway. Life out of anyway.
We're going to suck the lemon dry, yeah. And it'll be bitter or sour, whichever.
Whichever. But we might have some little Christmas treats in there because we're actually going back for Christmas together.
We are.
To the Havelock household.
We absolutely are.
Which is going to be quite...
Christmas at Laurie's.
It's going to be like you're my boyfriend. And that's going to be tough to explain to my very right-wing family. And it's not me that'll be angry. They might stone you, is all I'm saying.
Oh, they might do.
They're a big believer in, you know, old...
Your family are old. Awesome.
3rd century BC punishments for stuff like sodomy, so...
I'm so excited. I'm bringing gifts for all the Havelocks.
Yeah. You got my mum. You got
a sack.
You got her a screwdriver. Doesn't need one. Got my dad.
Another screwdriver.
You got my sister.
Tools. Assorted.
Including a lathe.
Yeah.
And a chip.
And a powered... A chip?
Yeah, you know, like a stone chip, you know.
A chisel.
Chisel, there we go.
A chisel.
A little. Ooh, and for Reuben, you got him a pair of suspenders. Yes. Not the men ones, but the lady
pouch
ones.
For all of his tools. Because as we know, all of your family are carpenters. Just like tools. Joseph of Nazareth and Jesus.
Don't you foist your religious claptrap on me. I want to enjoy a completely morally bankrupt Christmas. Thank you very much.
Well, we've already got each other a little present.
Ooh.
And we've made a little purchase together of Borderlands 2.
Merry Christmas, which Borderlands
after,
2.
After we've recorded this, but we're going to record this podcast over the course of a couple of days so that it ends on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
And then we can release it on Christmas Day, and it's going to be marvellous.
Ooh.
And now, if it's not out on Christmas Day,
we'll be fucked.
I've buggered it, haven't I?
Have to edit that out,
buggered
it.
Maybe. But
let's see what's over the page, Paddy. Over the Christmas page of this storybook.
Turn the Christmas book.
Turn back time.
Raunchy Roger.
Turn into a tractor.
And his tiny Christmas hat.
His name was Pablo.
More Spanish spider. He wore a pair of espadrilles and drank cider.
What better way to start Christmas than with...
Gin!
Gin and a family song...
Gin!
...around the family fireplace.
Sodomy and gin!
Here we go. Are you ready?
Yep.
For a little sing-song.
I got my words.
Totally prepared.
Little Robin, you're sitting on my fence, and I wonder if you'd like to come into my place.
Santa.
You can't just say Santa.
Christmas. Christmas is just round my arms. This Christmas.
I just had a nice thing about Robin, you'll see about your fucking arsehole.
It's Christmas today, and it's Christmas tomorrow.
No, it's not.
It's Christmas this week, and it's Christmas this autumn.
I'm leaving if you're going to make it like this.
Why won't you come into my house and have a little hot toddy with
Shag?
Because Santa's been killing again.
Hang on.
Santa's been shooting the bastards, it's Christmas.
Marcus, Christmas,
Christmas,
Marcus.
God be my shield.
You're bringing religion into this again, Marcus. It's not happening.
All I wanted to do was pretend to be from Ireland and make music, and you never let me do your father nationalism. You and your great British.
No, it's not happening. No. Just stop it now.
The harvest was poor.
No.
Xylophone song, xylophone song, it's the xylophone song. Xylophone song, xylophone. I love xylophones.
We really need a xylophone.
We should just buy one, shouldn't we?
Yeah, it'd be easier. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, got a special Christmas treat for everyone. It's an interview with, well, one of the most important people at this time of the year. He's a special little someone. And, oh, I think he might just be on his way now.
Shh, shh.
Boys and girls, ladies and gents. It is our favourite half-centre, half-man engine room fucking Phil.
Thank you. I'm here today to welcome... Stop clapping. I'm here today to welcome you to Christmas. And what a day it has been.
So, Phil, what have you been up to today? Have you been spreading Christmas cheer amongst all the boys and girls?
I have in the engine room.
In the engine room?
I've converted the adventure train into a Christmas train.
What did that involve?
Holly and the Ivy.
Who is Holly?
Oh.
She sounds sexy.
She's half fish. half cannibal. And she comes every Christmas and
does what?
And we decorate the train with all the berries.
And the berries.
Ben Santa comes along.
Who's Ben Santa?
He's Babosa's brother. He's very Christmassy.
Why? What's he got?
He's got a sack and a sleigh.
What's in the sack?
A gun. He goes, and we all sit in the engine room.
That's a new noise still.
And tell stories about Christmas.
What stories do you tell? Can you tell us a special Christmas story?
I could. How long have you got?
Oh, I'd say 45 seconds.
Okay.
Maybe longer if you're a good boy.
So, it was 19 in the engine room. And as the smarter ones of you may have noticed, that was almost 2,000 years ago. And it had just been the birth of Christ.
Yeah, we all remember that.
And I was there in the what was the nativity
Bethlehem.
Room? In the stable?
A manger.
Manger.
Yeah, in a stable.
I was one of the ass.
One of the ass.
The ox and the ass were standing by.
Yeah.
I was there. And
so you're half ass.
I was one of the wise men. And you only hear about the three wise men.
But not about the wise centaur.
The fourth. Oh, there was Balthazar.
Yeah.
The other two.
Melchior. And Jermaine Defoe.
And they brought gold and frankincense and myrrh.
And what did you bring?
I brought Airwaves chewing gum. And Pepsi Cola.
Ah, oh, his favourites.
Yeah, frozen Pepsi Cola.
This story's run on more than 45 seconds, Phil. I hope you know that.
And I gave it to the baby Jesus.
Yeah.
And he ate it all up and died. So.
You can't make jokes about Jesus dying at Christmas, Phil.
I replaced him with a Mecca Christ.
A Mecca Christ. Did that actually happen, Phil? Is this a true story?
He was a robot.
Yes,
robot Jesus.
Yeah, we gathered.
And he was then very good at Christmas.
Very good at Christmas, right.
It was his birthday,
you see. Have you been drinking, Phil?
I've been drinking in the engine room.
Yeah. Is that strictly okay?
And I prepared a little song.
Oh, God.
Do-do-do-do-do-do. In the engine room at Christmas time, there's 17 of us in the engine room. In the engine room at Christmas time, got 16 cousins in the engine room. There's Stacy, Mark and Luke and John, Joseph, Jesus and Santa, and there's Pete and this guy. How many is that? He's 9. And then there's Ben, and that makes 10. And Steve again, and Goose is here. And then there's Luke and Mark and John. I think I already said them in the engine. Everybody, engine room. The engine room. Join in. Everybody's happy. Come on, the engine room.
Not,
come on, whenever you're ready, engine room.
I'm not going to join
the
you,
engine room. A 1, 2, 3, Christmas engine room.
Right, I'm glad you said that was a Phil, because I've got something.
Have a happy 2000.
I've got something to tell you, Phil.
Yeah.
This is not a podcast recording. This is an interview.
Is it a ruse?
Yes. This is an intervention.
Bruce Bolton.
An intervention, Phil.
Toot-toot.
Phil. Phil. Look
at trains here.
Phil.
I'm gonna go.
Look at your legs, Phil. There's no horse legs.
Bye. Toot-toot-toot.
Phil, you haven't moved anywhere, Phil. You're still sat here.
The engine room. engine room.
One, two, three. Rapidash, Rapidash, name that Pokemon Rapidash. Oh, Rapidash, Rapidash, name that Pokemon Snake. Backwards.
It's Ekans. I thought we'd just make a little Christmas message here.
Gosh, hang on, Grundy. I've just...
Oh, Papyrus,
I don't know. I've had a bit of a hot toddy and I'm a little bit pissed.
Oh, you're always pissed on Christmas. It's always the Midnight Mass wine. Dad always takes it to Midnight Mass, doesn't he? In his boat. Because he has all these boats. We're having such fun down at the ranch this year.
Priest has a fiddle with my... I shouldn't say that, should I? No.
Absolutely. Oh, God, you're so silly now.
Grenadier, listen.
Yes.
We are a smashing piece of... Totty.
Oh, stop it, Papyrus. Now, look.
I've got some mistletoe just over here.
Look, it's in my trousers. We're trying to leave a
mistletoe. It's in my trousers.
Stop it with you and your posh cock. We're just leaving a message for all the boys and girls listening at home. Hello. We're having a great time out here in Val d'Isère.
Merry Christmas.
The three valleys. Yes. We're having such a good time, and I hope all of you...
I'm actually not skiing. I'm just on a skidoo constantly.
I can't bother with that skiing. Well, look, thank you all
I am a little French boy. Give us another brisk, you fucking prick.
Oh, he's so fun, this
guy. My father killed your father, Agincourt.
Oh, he's so true.
Ah!
Agincourt was a long time ago.
I'm sorry, I really can't deal with this fucking European.
Well, look, I think we should just... All that's left to say is a very Merry Christmas.
Merry fucking Christmas.
And, yes, and a happy 2014. I hope everyone's... Send us your selfies. Bye!
Listen up, everybody. This song is called Bum Monkey. That's as far as I got.
Now, I think we should take a little moment out of all the fun.
I know, yeah, because it's not all fun and games, Christmas.
It's not all smiles
this
Christmas. I think we should take a minute to think about those less fortunate than ourselves that maybe aren't
It's a time for reflection, Christmas, you know, and it's time to remember, although, you know, it's a good time of sharing and warmth and joy and, you know, maybe a bit of a Christmas Eve shag.
Yeah.
It's, you know...
Why not?
It's, hey.
Hey.
When in Rome.
Hey, it's fun.
No, not at my house, thank you.
Yeah, hello.
But we should really think about, you know, the tougher times for some people.
I mean,
and
one person in particular.
Yeah,
actually,
really stands out.
And I think we all know what's coming. I mean,
a really shit time. God, they need us to think about them.
They really need our help, if anything. But the question is, are we going to give it to them? I mean, just picture the scene. She sits alone. It's Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve, and it's a horrible pub. It's somewhere down in, you know... Like Peckham Rye.
Yeah.
You know, down a little side street.
But it's not trendy.
It's not trendy. It's just one that's been left.
Yeah, it's quite a dark...
It's in like a, you know, prefab, horrible concrete building underneath a block of flats.
Yeah, I mean, she's on her fourth whiskey. She's just been told drinks aren't covered.
Yeah, on the rider.
Yeah, on the rider, if you can even call it that. I mean, it's not even a paid gig.
It's a pack of Walker's crisps, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, she's going to have to pay for them at the end of the night. and she sits by the piano.
Yeah.
No one's listening.
It's been the same song over and over again. And she idly, as she slurs, and she lets her hand fall on the keyboard, and she just slowly rolls between a couple of notes.
Yeah. It was novel the first time.
We all know we're talking about.
Poor Vanessa Carlton.
Poor Vanessa
Carlton. Alone this Christmas again. Not the first time, and I can tell you won't be the last. Everyone was having fun at the beginning of the gig, weren't they? Not because of her.
No.
It's Christmas Eve.
And they said they're having the annual Peckham Rye cat fight between two mangy old cats.
And she, you know...
She tried to play over that, but, you know...
She wasn't even booked. She just showed up, and the guy took such pity.
I mean, Tom the Bomber, he's a good man, and he, you know, he followed Vanessa's career for a long time and thought, maybe I'll give her a shot. I'll just give the benefit of the doubt. Maybe she's cleaned up from last year. Maybe she's not a slobbering pisshead.
How wrong he was. And, I mean, the tour hasn't been going well, if you can call it a tour.
Well, she
it's
called
basically
it...
basically wherever she can
you know,
call
you know, you know how, like, trendy bands now do living room tours to be, like, close to their fans? I mean, she tried to do one, but didn't tell anyone who's living room.
Yeah.
So she just turned up to someone's house, but I'm playing in your living room in 5 minutes!
Arrested.
Give me a keyboard now!
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously not.
Straight to the jail.
Straight to prison.
And, you know, like, I just think, you know, if all of us were to give Vanessa just £3 a month. I mean, poor girl. I mean,
she could afford a pack of Woodbines.
She's had a tough time. I mean,
she could maybe learn another fucking song. Buy her a Coldplay songbook. That's what £3 a month would do.
It's the same with all one-hit wonders, isn't it? I mean, we're slowly starting to sound like football commentators as we talk about
and,
that.
And, you know, it's an incredible thing, really. Her approach down the left flank was completely outdated. I don't know what Brendan Rodgers was thinking. And frankly, moving to a flat four at the back just gave her no depth on the chorus there. And I really wonder, you know, what was he thinking not bringing on Suarez until the second half? I mean, was he saving him for something?
I mean, a lot of us question why she even entered the football industry after her, you know, dismal music.
Good legs, Alan. That's what I'll say. Good legs.
She's very strong.
She can kick one of those balls at least half the length of the pitch.
But she's always drunk and she's always crying. And we have to ask ourselves whether it's time to put her down.
Looking for the long ball.
Looking for the long ball. But is she going to find
miles.
It? Oh, Jesus. Poor Vanessa. So, Vanessa, if you're listening, we... Think.
Cheer up, mate!
We think you
might not be over.
We think you're fine.
Go on, have a bit of Christmas pudding and write a new song, you dick.
And if you ever want to come hang out with us,
don't. Just fuck off.
Maybe next Christmas.
Tunbridge Wells, oh, Tunbridge Wells on the River Wells. Tunbridge Wells, Tunbridge Wells.
Have you ever been to Tunbridge Wells?
No.
It's awfully cold this time of year. Maybe it's because of all the snow.
That's awful.
Weather's a bit stark, isn't it?
That's worse than anything. Do you reckon they celebrate Christmas in Westeros?
No.
Because, like, the books haven't really concentrated on it, to be honest, have they?
Yeah,
they haven't mentioned Christmas so much. Because, obviously, winter's, you know, once every 40 years.
Yeah.
Like, do you reckon, like...
It's always coming.
Like, but in the middle of it, when they're not busy fucking and killing each other, they put up a Christmas tree.
It's Christmas all winter.
And it'd be Robert's favourite time of year. Horse, Ned! Presents, Ned! Fucking Ned!
Oh, wow.
Oh, a big boar for me, and I'll stick my cock in it as well, Ned. Oh, your sister, I miss her. I miss her so much, Ned. Oh, Ned!
Oh, another present. Oh, it's another...
Presents are never presents when you're a bastard.
Yeah, it's like...
It's just another memoir.
Thank you, my darling sister. You bought me...
Another cock.
Another golden cock. Well, that's... I thought it would suit your little whore, Tyrion.
My dragons love Christmas.
I think you'll find my dragons... are the only thing standing between us.
Explosion.
And Christmas. Explosion.
Oh, fucking Daenerys.
We should ride to Christmas
to the
on my one horse open sleigh.
Who would be Santa? I don't think Robert could be trusted.
What about?
He could make like a...
Mormont.
A Barristan could do it because he's kind of old and wizened and he's quite...
Yeah, absolutely.
He could be quite jolly.
What about who's the really old maester?
Lewin, Mr. Lewin. He'd be shit.
What about Bran?
Or Pycelle?
I could make Christmas.
Fuck off, Bran. You could be an elf and that's it.
If only I had my legs back.
Hodor could be
he'd be...
Hodor.
Bring it on, Hodor. You can't say that.
Okay, sure.
You fucking idiot. That's the one... I'm sorry. Can you not grasp that? Hodor has one character trait. It was really easy, Paddy. The thing is with Hodor, he can only say Hodor.
Yeah, I suppose that's fair.
But I mean, if you had a big feast, you know, for Game of Thrones, you know, the way George R. R. Martin just like wanks over food for half.
He loves feasts.
Three chapters.
Lemon
cakes.
I know we should put in this scene another feast and then I'll kill everyone.
Why is he English? I'm George R. R. Martin.
I'll tell you what would be a good idea.
How about Christmas in Westeros?
His father's sword, yeah, put it in his eye.
The black Christmas.
And then he bleeds all over the pheasant.
The 1,000 poisoned dwarves come out of a turkey and murder everyone.
And then they all fuck each other. Isn't that great? A Tully's here. Kill her.
Merry Christmas.
Fucking George.
Everyone in Westeros.
He's a bit Santa, isn't he?
He could be, yeah.
He could be Santa giving out presents that are just massive plot spoilers.
Or would the present be like he didn't visit you?
What?
And he'd be like the anti-Christmas. He'd come down your chimney and just go,
Everyone dies!
And he'd be like sucking on a mince pie and he's sort of, what do you want for Christmas?
And wanking.
Like, I'm wanking and eating a mince pie. What do you want for Christmas, Jack? Oh!
Better not fuck your sister, Jack!
I just want Ned Stark to rule the Seven Kingdoms.
Tough shit!
What have I got in my sack? Maybe I've got just that. Oh, wait! He's been dead!
It's his head. It's his shrewd yeah. head. Oh! Oh, no!
It's just heads and he keeps on. Who's your favourite character in Game of Thrones?
I love Khaleesi.
Oh, what a shame.
Her name's Daenerys.
She's dead. Oh, who's that? Who's your favourite warrior? Do you want to grow up to be a warrior, Jack? I want to be just like Khal Drogo. Dead. Here's his head. Oh, shame that Arrak went into his chest, isn't it? I wrote that just for you, Jack. You shit. You stupid dick. All you want is lovely little books. Oh, right. Oh, why don't you write another one where everything's okay? No!
Merry Christmas, Jack!
I'm gonna kill you next. I'm gonna write a book about it, and it's gonna be fucking great.
I don't think he's that nasty, George R. Martin. I think we've probably slandered him.
Wouldn't be a bestseller if it was happy, would it? No! It would be.
Hey, you're quite upset, mate. Do you wanna lie down?
He betrayed my trust so many times.
Here's all, mate. All heard it before.
And every time you're I read the book.
Sweet prince. Have a lolly.
So what is it? It's like, it's good
lolly.
Night. Good night, sweet prince.
Dead now.
George.
Dead now.
When I grow up, can I be an author?
No!
Eggs.
Eggs.
Eggs. It's my egg song.
Shut the fuck up. What do you want for Christmas?
Oh, a new toe. Because I've got 10 and they're great.
Yeah.
But I just want a spare one just in case something happens.
You'd be genetically superior if you had another one, wouldn't you?
I don't think I would.
Well, you wouldn't
give me any kind of advantage, would it? And also, yeah. Like
it said, would. Climbing?
No. You don't like use balance. Your toes for climbing.
Yeah, really. If they were long enough.
They're not.
Yeah, but that's
like
that
an extra short stubby toe.
What
because
you need,
like, obviously, you'd have
need,
to be,
need
no,
toe.
Have to be my middle toe
oh.
because that's the most useful one to have a spare, isn't it?
No, what?
Because then potentially I could use it on the little one. If I had a spare big toe, then it's only one in one chance.
A hindrance.
A one in chance.
Well, no, but what I'm saying is, you get this additional toe, have like a thumb, coming out the back of your foot, so you've got like a talon.
No, that's awful.
So you can.
I don't have to get special shoes.
You can soar over the fields and pick up mice and take them back to the kids.
Oh, and I saw. Thanks,
well,
Santa.
I know what I've got you. That's a stupid thing to say, isn't it?
I know. I would really hope you would if you'd blind bought me something.
I have got you a fucking great present.
I've got you a, I think, a really great present.
Now, that's filled me with
The thing is, though, with my presents at Christmas, like there are some people I know who get these amazingly well thought out, and you're particularly one of them, actually. You always get me really good presents. And they're not only appropriate, but they're really special, and usually no one else would have thought to buy me it.
Okay.
When I buy presents, I know what people like, and I can get an appropriate and good present, but it's just like stuff.
Yeah.
Like, it's never like really amazing. I don't know, but people seem to like it, so.
You've got me some pretty thoughtful things.
Oh, thanks.
And you, like, we think about each other's gifts.
I think about you all the time.
I think about you every day. Every waking moment.
Well, usually I've got at least three fingers up my bum. But yeah, I think we'll enjoy them. Who knows, maybe.
Force it. And you're going to have to open it in front of your family.
I know, so I'm going to have to mask any disgust. I can't hit you if I hate it, like usual.
Like, I might have to get you like a decoy present, because the real gift I've got you. Fossilised cock and balls.
Decoy duck. Can you buy me
decoy duck? No, yeah, as you're opening it, decoy duck wanders through the room.
Hang on, decoy duck. Is that someone's name? Like decoy duck. And he's really cool.
He's decoy duck. But he's also
a
decoy.
Yeah, but, oh, I'm so coy.
Hey, look.
While the caper goes on behind.
Yeah, like, look over here, guys. Nothing to see over there.
My name is decoy duck, but you could just call me Phil.
Oh,
please find me.
He's got his wing up.
Cooey, hello. Oh, gentlemen, I didn't see you over there. He's a Southern Belle. Gentlemen, please. My name is Esmeralda, but you can call me Esme.
Or Phil, apparently. I just gotta go milk the cat.
Better have me a decoy duck, I'll be really upset.
It's gonna be a fucking great Christmas. There's custard creams and bourbons too, digestives and McVitie's Jaffers.
lots of biscuits for me to choose from, but my favourite is Garibaldi.
Why?
I don't even know what a Garibaldi biscuit is.
Check one.
Check two.
Check seven.
It's actually check two.
Blake seven.
This is, Oh, I'm in a wicker chair.
That's the worst chair you could be in.
For
a sound check.
We've relocated.
Oh.
And now we're having another second sound check. Just to check.
That everything the sound is
okay.
It's a shame I'm not wearing any trousers, isn't it?
Let's see what it sounds like when I whisper in this room.
Hello.
I might get angry in this room. I've got watch out for my cup of tea. Hang on, let's get the slurp.
Oh, it's all over everything.
I've spilled some on the keys. Oh no, I've got something stuck.
Bit of a cough. Christmas cough.
Christmas balls.
Ooh, what's over there? Look, everyone. Children, come to the window. It couldn't be. Is it? I think someone's brought us a
It's number. Christmas!
Yeah!
I ruined it, didn't I? And now...
it's time
for Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve!
This is a day late... No, 2 days later.
8 weeks
a
later.
A week later, the previous recording. We are now... it's Christmas Eve. Actually, it's technically Christmas Day.
Merry Christmas.
Merry fucking Christmas.
It's Christmas Eve. We've got to disclose a little something.
It's 1:33 in the morning.
We might have been down the pub.
A couple
of pubs.
Another drink.
Why not have a shandy?
Aren't we so...
No, thanks. I'll have a double.
Oh, isn't it such fun at Christmas? It's now 1:34. So it's technically Christmas Day.
Merry Christmas.
We did the majority... We did like 30 minutes of the recording on like the 22nd.
Yeah, when we were sober and clear-minded.
And we thought like it might be fun to do the second half whilst we're actually experiencing Christmas.
Oh, the Christmas fun.
So just to explain, Laurie and I are we're at Laurie's house.
Hello.
Hi Laurie.
I don't own this house.
Nice of you to join us.
Hello.
And how is the bird factory?
Oh, it's full of birds.
Great. And I'm sure they're not caged. We are at Laurie's parents' house. That's
yes,
more
appropriate.
I am spending Christmas here, as I've already said many times, I'm spending Christmas here this year.
Yes, you are.
I've got all your siblings.
You're already a burden.
I know. I've been shit, haven't I?
You bought your entire wardrobe and you expect to be able to put it up somewhere.
We don't
have a spare wardrobe. You're like,
no.
I've got my velour smoking jacket. I have to have someone to put it, please.
Watch out. Oh, what's that? Roman villa for one. Paddy will take that.
Oh, I knew. We were going to use a Roman villa for, you know, all the hijinks
all the
and
kind
games.
Of Covent, what is it? Where's the baths?
Coventry?
Bath.
In Bath.
Is that where the baths
the
are?
The clue is in the name.
No, but is that the Roman baths?
Yes.
Okay. Well,
are you going to say about Bath?
Well, just saying. We've had a bloody nice time at the baths, haven't we? We haven't been to the baths.
We've only been to the baths.
We're somewhere
near Oxford.
To clarify.
Yeah.
What was it? Laurie's parents' house, yeah. I've got loads of prep. Laurie's done all of his wrapping
because he's
a good old boy, isn't he?
Good boy.
He's like a good owl.
Good.
He's like, he hoots, but only when appropriate. Oh, wrapping? Maybe I'll use my talons. Oh, I brought you a mouse. Why don't you eat it here, Mister?
Are you like a lovely Christmas owl?
I'm a Christmas snake.
You brought me a little regurgitated rat skeleton.
You're an owl, I'm a snake. You carry...
Why are you a snake?
You carry the kill, I digest it. That's how our relationship works.
That's not
works.
How snakes and owls
I'm
work.
Like, I'm like a good lamp. Oh, he's
always on.
Always on when you want him, off when you don't. Oh,
I wish I could
put him in a cupboard.
I wish I could turn you off and put you in a cupboard.
I know.
That'd make our lives so much easier.
I'm the most ridiculous type of light source. Anyway, so now 1:36. I'm time checking.
Almost
by the way,
there.
Because I really don't want to do any editing on this episode because I just want to release. I'm going to edit this tonight.
Release it on Christmas Day.
I'm going to release. Yeah.
A lovely. Pod Shambles Christmas present for all our lovely boys and girls.
You're going to go to bed after because like it's your family. You have to get up. You have to make tea and
walk
breakfast
the dog.
And all this.
Yeah.
I am a guest. So I can sleep.
We're going to bring you individually
Individually wrapped Christmas shit. That's. That's all I want.
Individually peeled grapes.
Foil. Wow. Peeled grapes.
Manny, I don't know if you've ever done Christmas with, you know, not on your own when you're surrounded by poo.
I've done speed. No, I've never done speed.
We have to clarify.
I haven't. I
great.
Haven't. Apparently it's great, but I just don't trust it.
Why?
It's called speed.
It's called speed.
And amphetamine.
And you're generally quite like, a slow, you know, slowly
yeah, it
paced
sounds like
chap.
A lot of effort for a drug, doesn't it? Anyway, so yeah, you're going to go make tea, make breakfast, so
walk Stanley,
salmon on
the
fruit,
dog.
Stanley the dog, Kubrick as I call him. He's
yes.
a magnificent
You guys
specimen.
Get on, don't you?
I fucking love your dog. He's
Why
like,
are you fucking
he's,
married?
He's just, I would if
what a beautiful
legal.
Ceremony it would be. What do you mean if he was
like,
legal?
He'd have,
well, he'd have to be 16 if we marry him.
He'd have a little ring tied to his snout. And I'd pop it
his
on,
snout.
And I'd chuck him a bit of marrow.
Would he be the bride, or would you be the bride?
Hang on, what's a dog? Is a dog... A dog's typically male, isn't it?
Well, Stanley whereas, is.
Yeah, but I'm... Yeah, no, of course, but, like, a dog as an animal is quite a male thing, whereas...
Well, that's very
I'm,
sexist of you, Panny.
No, I mean, I don't mean to say anything by that. It's just, like the typical... The olden age.
I do
view.
Know what you mean. I know
like,
exactly
no,
what you
okay,
mean.
No, you know what I mean, because when,
no, because
when you
head,
were little, regardless of what you...
Dogs
you
were boys.
Think, dogs were boys,
cats
were girls. They had sex. They either had a cat or a dog.
They didn't have sex. That's
no, no, the dogs were the boys,
far.
The cat were the girls. Like that
they
was.
They didn't have sex. Where
you,
did you get
you
that
grow
from?
Up and-
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes 3 clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.
Hey, Drew Scott here, and I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Learn that each of the species has both genders. But...
In the beginning.
But, yeah, in the bit there was
What about,
word,
okay, here's a couple of quick
word
fire...
was with dog.
Was male or female. All right, good.
So...
Good, nice Christmas. All right, here's some quick fire ones.
No, okay. Like,
killer whale.
Okay.
Killer whale.
Killer whale, female.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
They're not very nurturing.
No, but they're quite majestic.
So female,
yeah,
obviously.
I am okay. Not majestic. I'm anything if but majestic.
Armadillo.
Armadillo, male.
Yeah, okay, now I'll give you that.
Curls in a ball, shits itself.
The two primary characteristics of an armadillo.
Yeah.
Curl in a ball, shit itself.
Yeah.
I'm out of animals. That's it. That's all the animals
that's,
covered.
You have two.
Yeah,
you
that's
had
it.
Two lined up
yeah.
in your grand scheme.
Yeah. All right, fine.
Fine.
What about a parakeet?
Parakeet. Parakeets. Oh, ooh. Which one's that?
Your parakeet.
What do they look like? Sorry, I've forgotten what that is.
Green and orange, I think.
Boy.
To guess two
parakeets, a boy, not a man, a boy.
A little boy.
Yeah. Parakeet.
Great.
Do they repeat things? Is that parakeets? Para repeat. Parapeets. Parapeet. No. Okay,
fine. The drawing board.
Eggs. No, never mind. Anyway, so, where were we?
Christmas.
Christmas. No, it was before that. No way, it was at that.
Easter.
Oh,
guys.
What about all your,
look
all
out
your
for
chocolate?
The, look out for the Easter podcast.
Look
it's
out
gonna
for
be
it.
A smash
it's
hit.
It's going to be a smasher. I reckon, I'm going to make this assumption now.
Yeah, go
is
on.
It, when's Easter?
April.
April-ish,
yeah.
First-ish.
Well,
second Fools.
Bit around.
March, April-ish.
Sure.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So I reckon we'll be on episode 9.
Oh, that's very ambitious.
No, it's not, because you know what?
I've got a lot on next year. I've got a big farm. I've got to plow all the fields.
I've got it all.
I've got to plant all the pig seed, and then I've got to grow the pigs.
I've got to pay my rent. I'm in so much fucking trouble.
You're not. No, because the thing is, mate, you've got all the rent. We should explain that our landlady, I hope this isn't libel or anything.
No.
Our landlady is not a gifted businesswoman.
Sip of tea. Ow.
Thanks for that interruption, mate.
Continue.
How was it?
It was cold and awful.
Our landlady is really useless.
She
doesn't
sugar in it.
She doesn't want rent from anyone, apparently. So Paddy just has all his rent sitting somewhere.
And I can't
spend
it.
Waiting to pay her.
I don't have any other money. That's what I have. So I can either spend that and be at risk of being just fucked. Or I can keep it and feel good about myself, but she might never ask for it. And then one day...
You have 1,800 grand.
Ah, Portugal.
Because that's what rent is like in London. Oh, it is 1,800 grand a day.
Oh, topical.
Oh, and then...
Housing prices rocketing, like my shirt.
Not only do you... Oh, put your shirt away.
I thought I'd had a bit of fun.
A bit of nipples.
So I'm wrapping Laurie's family's presents.
Yeah, what have you got, everyone?
Okay, well, they won't listen to... Actually, yeah, this will be...
Listen to it from tomorrow.
They won't listen to it tomorrow, because I'll be there to stop them. I have got... Right, okay, Laurie has four family members outside of him. He has his mum, Joanna.
Hello.
Right, brilliant. Not a Cockney, despite popular opinion.
Yeah, we've been through this on this podcast.
So I've got her toffees.
Nice.
Chocolate covered toffees.
Chocolates.
Vanilla fudge.
Yeah.
And Thornton's classic selection.
Oh,
and I know that sounds like I was worried. We went to the shop today. I was really worried because I thought, oh, it's like me buying a mum gift. It's like, oh, the mum would probably like chocolate, and that's not true. But actually, you said
it
I'm not
her
even lying.
Best thing.
It's her favorite. Her favorite thing is toffees.
It's like, you know,
and fudge and chocolate.
Typical presents for adult friends. You know, let's call it that. You know,
well, we're adults.
No, but you know what I mean. But like, you know, slightly older friends.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
You go for like booze. You'd go for. You know, stuff like cheese and nice consumables.
Which is what I've got for your dad.
What you got for my dad, yeah. Martin, hello.
Hello.
But it's for my mum. She's not a big fan of any of that. And her favourite thing is specifically Thornton's.
She just
and
loves...
I would say get some nice smelly stuff and get some of this, but actually it's a bit more
yeah,
honest.
Absolutely. I mean other chocolates are available, but...
Including Kit Kat.
Oh, and... I actually felt good about it after you giving me a bit of a pep talk.
And like, come on, man.
You basically said,
hey. I sat you down and said, come on, dude.
Come on.
This chocolate man, you've got to think of it. Think of the goal. Fine. Think of the net. Kicking the Thorntons into the net.
I've learnt a bit about football recently.
Okay, what have you learned?
But, all right, Suarez, racist. Right,
yeah.
Great.
Big team.
Sturridge, great. Brilliant guy. Benoit Assou-Ekotto plays for Tottenham. Alan Shearer used to play for Newcastle.
Yeah.
Premier League is the best one. Yeah. Liverpool, Tottenham,
yeah.
Arsenal,
yeah.
Chelsea,
yeah.
Manchester United,
yeah.
Manchester City, who have got better recently.
Recently, in the last 3 years.
Fulham?
Not good.
Really?
Yeah.
Are they the next
Everton
league?
Or another really
Everton?
Good one?
Fuck! I was going to say Everton. Brazil. No, the other one.
Good.
Oh, shit, what are they called?
Antarctica.
West Ham. What? Not East Ham?
I think we should... Like, it's a really good job we didn't make this a football podcast, because that would have been fucking terrible.
Shit.
Anyway, so you got my mum chocolates.
Your mum chocolates. Got
my
dad
cheese.
And we had a great time getting the cheese.
We had a great time. We met an old school friend by the cheese.
Yep.
Didn't remember
me.
No, that was an awkward exchange.
Yep. I've grown a small beard. That's literally all that has changed in 10 fucking years.
Put all your hair under a hat. That's quite misleading. It's like a magic trick.
Yeah, but he was he was a bit cool for school.
A bit cool
he didn't school. He didn't like
there are
me.
Many people from school.
He recognised you.
Yeah, because I'm fucking everywhere. I'm just swishing in and out.
I'm
just the king of the fucking world.
Sorry,
thanks,
I needed to have a little Christmas bird.
you can't call it. You can't make it cute by calling it a Christmas bird.
I fucking can, and
it's
I
just
will.
A crit burp on Christmas Day.
Oh, I'm sitting in my Christmas chair.
It's 1:45.
Christmas
time
Day.
Check.
Watch out, 12 minutes.
Watch out, editing.
So fucking hell.
And then what else did you get?
No, but Christmas cheese. We met him. He was
far from pleasurable.
Fine from you. He also introduced me to his girlfriend, who I've known for years.
Ooh,
and she didn't recognise me either. What a pleasant Christmas miracle. Oh, this is my girlfriend Alice. Oh, nice to meet you, Alice. Hi, we've been friends for ages, you prick. Not well, that. That's a contradiction.
That is not at all what but you said. You said, "Hi, Alice. Very nice to meet you. I think we've met before," which was the good way out.
I thought it was very diplomatic. Well, anyway, and we said, "Oh, he's." They said, "Oh, what kind of cheese do you want?" And I said, "I don't know." And you said, "Neither do I." And he said, "What does he like?" And I went,
"Cheese,
cheese." And
I tried, "Oh, French."
He
cheese.
Said, "What's your budget?" And I said,
"And he gets a."
And actually, I'm not going to say that in case he listens to it. I said,
some
big
money.
Old budget.
Big got bucks.
Huge amounts of money.
All
the podcast revenue that is actually...
If you'd like to give us any money, do.
We should set up a PayPal donate button.
Look, no one's going to give us money.
No, people give podcast money all the fucking
Why?
Time.
Why? Who? Name one.
Critical Hit.
How much?
What the fucking know? Yog Pod.
How much?
I don't know.
They give it all to goat people and cow people and beef people.
No, that's now. But when the podcast, when the Yog Pod was starting out, they had a PayPal donate button where you could buy them. It was lovely. You could buy them a pack of Jaffa Cakes for £1.33, I think it was. And then you just choose how many Jaffa Cakes you want to give them. It was really lovely.
We don't have a officially licensed snack, though.
We don't have a stable red wine.
Red wine. Buy us a bottle of Blue Nun.
Cheap cigarettes.
For £3. Oh. And a pack of fags for £7.
We got him, and we got him a little hamper of cheese, which I need to put in the fridge, and it's right here.
Ooh. I don't think you need to worry about it, because, like, you know, the whole point of cheese has already gone off. Like, what else is going to happen to it?
Well, yeah, but you say that, but also, like, cheese is meant to be refrigerated, unless it's a very specific type of cheese that's like, oh, we need to leave it.
Yeah, but it's not like if you leave it out. You leave it out for 24 hours, it's not going to putrefy.
It allegedly makes it sweat, is that right? Like, cheese sweats. I'm sorry, I'm doing inverted commas for the people at home.
Air quotes.
Air quotes, whoa. And, I don't know what
we need a house band.
We need a house band. Oh, they can be called...
The Shambles.
Ray and the Bastards.
Ray and the Bastards.
Ray and the Bastards.
Oh, and Cockney and the Fuckers.
No, Skin Tight Fast Al and the Shibby Fresh Poncho Revolution.
That's the best band ever.
That was my band.
I thought your other band was Paddy and the Paddy Wagons.
Yeah, Paddy and the Paddy Wagons.
Yeah, that was good.
We had Paddy and the Paddy Wagons.
Where are my bands?
We had Pitch Black Skies. That was my first ever band. Monkey Dog.
Aces High.
Another one. Ace High, yeah. Ace High, single.
Sorry, pardon me. Sorry, Tim and Charlie.
Johnny and the Baptist, of course.
I know that.
And Space Invaders.
Oh, and our double axe, Cock and Ball.
Cock and Ball. Oh, Cock and Ball.
Cock and Ball playing retro reggae classic in a bossa nova style. You were always on. You were on the washboard. Was your
Cock and Ball?
Cock and Ball.
And then.
No, but it wasn't.
And then prime time chat show, The Moose, and it was just and people would send in their opinions, and there'd be this. and that time's up, I'm afraid the moose has spoken, and then there'd be a toilet flushing and a monkey dying or whatever. But yeah, no.
I'd love to live in your head for a bit.
I forgot what the original band
you got some presents for some other people. My sister.
Yeah.
Flora. What'd you
I was in a band.
Shut up.
I thought we were talking about bands.
No, we're talking about my presents.
Oh.
I say my presents because I don't actually have a family.
I haven't told you.
We've made them up.
On the same podcast, we've talked about your present already, so I'm not going to go into it.
Yeah.
You don't know what it is, obviously.
I'm excited.
But I kind of want to record you opening it, but it would be like with your whole family, and it might be weird. Yeah, they might not like that if I'm like, hey, just going to set up the recording equipment to Laurie.
Ruben is a fucking showman in the making.
He really
enjoy it.
Laurie's little brother.
14-year-old. 13-year-old. In a bit.
Nice one there. And I've got what else? Have I got? Well, Ruben, I've bought him an embossed leather Batman wallet.
Fucking brilliant.
Official DC merchandise.
I love one.
It was that or a Minecraft creeper scarf.
All right, pisshead.
Or a Minecraft. I'm sorry. And or a
we
Minecraft
a
creeper hat.
A couple of gins.
And I got him a vinyl sticker, like a big sticker of a Minecraft thing.
He loves that Minecraft. Shit. Oh.
And I got your sister the War Paint record,
CD.
The Fool.
Yeah.
What else did I get? A TV on the Radio, Nine Types of Light.
Both fucking incredible.
Amazing record. Your sister's really into music, and I think that's really cool.
I kind of, in a weird way,
I thought I'd bring
of...
something new to the table, Loz.
All right, it's not like I've got a stack of CDs.
Watch out for my thighs, they're just everywhere with musical knowledge.
Why your thighs?
And imagine
that. I would quite like to get
you. Like, this is a new song
in,
from
In
Foles.
A weird way, I'm quite jealous I haven't been able to buy your family presents. Because like, it's quite, it must be quite a nice little
never too
train
late.
For,
it well, is you, too late.
It is too late. Yeah, it's Christmas
it's
now.
It's literally Christmas now.
Like, I think I'd get your
151.
Dad. I'd get your dad. I'd get your
AM.
I'd get your dad one of those birds that you put on the edge of a glass.
Nodding birds. Nodding birds. I love nodding birds.
I would get Janet. I would get her.
Janet's my stepmom.
I would get Janet a.
James is my dad.
A scimitar.
A scimitar?
Yeah, she would use
She's
one.
She's a florist.
Yeah. Perfect.
Oh,
for lopping the
stem. Cupping the stem.
Yeah,
cupping,
exactly.
Cutting the stem.
I get your bro. I get Wally. I would get him. Oh, I get him a
Make
red.
Make an educated decision here.
I would
Think
get
about
him a red stripy shirt so that he could wear red and white stripes. So he could wear it, and people could then ask in a highly comical fashion, oh, where's Wally?
Where's
he gone?
He went there.
And he'd hide in a crowd of people. Oh. And then...
We'd have to find him. And the kids would have to
and
find him.
And then for your sister.
Yeah.
A pet goose.
A pet goose.
No explanation needed.
I was going to buy... Actually, I don't know whether to mention it. I'm going to check with Em whether she listens to the podcast and then either release this bit or not.
Okay.
But I was going to buy... It was Em's 30th birthday.
A goose.
Quite a while ago.
Goose.
And I almost, with
goose.
My brother... No, quails.
Baby quails.
We sorted the quails. Like
you saw some quails.
Saw some quails. Got the
stuck them on the truck.
The case, the box, cage. Like a cage is mean. What do you call
it's
it?
A cage, like a little, you know,
hutch.
Like a little rumpus
hutch.
Rump,
no hutch.
A rumpus room.
A rumpus hutch. That's what I'm looking for. We sourced the little hutch. We did all this kind of thing, and then we suddenly. My sister's a touring musician, and I suddenly realised
you can't take quails on tour.
She's married to a man who. Is also a touring musician.
Usually on the same tour.
On
as
the
her.
Same tour.
Yeah.
And they know who'd look after the quails.
You have to get a quail advisor.
Yeah, exactly. And they
the quail
do
sitter.
Not come cheap.
love cheap, to cheap, be a quail.
Cheap, cheap, cheap. That's what a quail does. Whoa! Watch out for their eggs. Oh, put them with celery salt. Yum, yum, yum. Put them in a shot of soup. That's quite a delicacy. Shot of red pepper and tomato
you
soup.
You need to shut up now.
Quail's egg, no. Celery salt. Neck it at piping hot.
That's going to stew.
Like a soup. It's no, never mind. But yeah, but I don't know if she listens. I will check. But I wish you could. What about Paul and Helen? What would you get them? My stepbrother and stepsister.
Get them one of those rulers, which has got
also
the kings,
also a triangle.
All the kings of England listed on their dates.
Henry I'll get one inch. Henry II.
Henry III.
Richard III.
Not Henry IV,
no,
mind.
Cunt. Henry VIII. All of his wives, as we know.
As
Richard
we know.
III and his dodgy ring. Do you remember?
His dodgy ring!
It was Richard III.
From Shakespeare.
Allegedly Richard III's trait. And this isn't just from Shakespeare. There's that famous portrait of Richard III where he's sat with his hands in front of him playing with his
right.
His
why is it a dodgy ring?
Or whatever it is. Because he's playing with the ring and to encompass that in a portrait. Like, if you put something in a portrait
yeah,
as a permanent
it
feature,
something.
It signifies
yeah,
like
yeah.
a permanent character. Like, mine would be... Like, I'd have my hat
you
in the portrait.
You just have your cock out.
Yeah, cock out, because I am really balls
cock-sure.
To the wall.
Cocksure.
Cocksure. I am cock and robin. I am cockatoo.
Cock and roll.
And he's
what
playing...
What would mine
be?
Playing, I'd just have a
You'd have a beard that reached to the sky.
I'd have a beard, but in my hand. Like yeah. a detached beard.
With another face. And it's crying. And we don't know why.
And then the other hand...
Secrets
have,
and lies,
I'd
Laurie.
Have a, I'd have a cherries chocolate orange.
Oh, you love
just
them.
Just because... I hate them.
Really? What?
I honestly hate chocolate orange. And it's this time of
oh,
year,
so
particularly...
It's
Christmas
a
time of year, usually I get one... I usually get one in my...
stocking.
In my stocking. Mm. And it's very hard because obviously I have to make it known to Santa Claus / my folks that I have to be like, oh, great. Mm. And it's like, I fucking hate orange flavoured chocolate.
I'll eat your cherry chocolate orange.
All right, we'll come to an arrangement.
Am I getting a stocking?
You're getting a stocking.
Am I actually?
You're getting a stocking.
I'm so, that is, Jet, I'm not even saying this as a...
Isn't that great?
No, that's so wonderful. Like, sorry, hang on. We're going to come on to this and say, I want to finish family first, because I think that was almost a section.
That was almost it.
Almost it. What are you getting my stepsister? Pint of milk. What are you getting my brother? Stepbrother. Paul.
I told you, a ruler with all the kings and
oh,
queens
the
of
kings
England
and queens.
On. Yeah.
Richard, that's what I was going to say. Richard III had a ring,
great.
Played with it a lot. It was in his portrait. It implied that he was suspicious
oh.
and potentially fearing for
we
his own life. Anyway, second.
Together.
Stocking.
We're suspicious, man.
That's really nice.
We're suspicious,
I enjoyed man. That. So, basically, What was the next thing? Stocking. Very exciting.
You got to pay for it though.
I know.
There'll be a bill
at
the end.
I put my deposit down on this room. I used to. I'm the. You're like you see. There's a key difference in Laurie and I's familial state. Laurie and I are roughly the same age. One of us is elder. Not going to say who. It's Laurie. And yeah, like you're.
I hold it over you.
And
quite
you're
a big
wiser.
Way,
yeah.
Yeah. I like usually what happens is I'll come into a room and I'll flap around like an owl.
And you have your grey beard and your wizard's coat.
And my little glasses.
Oh, you know nothing, Paddy Snow.
And I'll sit on a little bird and I'll, oh, how quaint. Oh, what a quaint knowledge you have.
Do you know what happened in 1990?
Oh, I bet you don't.
I suppose you don't. Here's my nipples. Like, you know. And
you have to get your actual nipple out.
I did.
That point.
To empathize. fucking
hell. Oh, a beer drink for Paddy.
I've
hello.
Been on a bit of the
beer
old
the
sauce.
Old sauce.
I had a drink earlier called an Italian Twinkle.
You did? And
it was elderflower cordial, vodka, amaretto,
and
Prosecco.
Yummy.
And it
yummy.
Was fucking great. Anyway, stocking. So, here's the difference.
Laurie. You are the youngest.
I'm the youngest.
Of three siblings.
The youngest three siblings that then went on to be five.
And I am the. Extend. And then I am the eldest of three.
Yeah.
Which could still go on to encompass five.
But that's.
I guess.
We have. No, that's true. Yeah, why not?
Why not?
I'm technically one. But then you'd still be elder, so it still works.
Elder, older.
Well, you'd be elder.
Oldest.
Elder. Wand. So you're the... But that's it. We have relatively similar personalities, so obviously there isn't that much difference. But I wonder if maybe there's, like... Maybe I have an instinct in me that looks up to people... And you have one that protects people. I wonder whether that's...
I'm very good at getting people under my wings.
But you are. You're very protective.
But you're not. You're not like... You don't need protect. You don't, you know, need...
No, I need someone to look after me. Like, whoever
it is.
That's
just because you injure yourself all the time.
If I'm still asleep at half four in the afternoon, you come into my room and you sit on my bed and go... Oh, looks like time for the daytime, doesn't it?
Maybe we should do something today. How about that?
And I'm like, oh, no, I was working until 6 a.m. And you're like, oh, that's great. Maybe you should have gone to bed earlier, you prick. And then, but you're one of the very few people that knows how to get me out of bed. And you do it in such a lovely way. I'm just saying you're very kind and you know how to look after people who... are perhaps doing something a bit shit. And, like,
it's not a bit shit.
No, but I think that's quite...
Hey, man, you're just living your dream. You're living your life.
Look at me.
I just want to lay you flat like a
massive cock. Loads and loads of baubles. Oh, I'm just having Christmas at
cock. This is part of the problem, because you reduce it to cock and baubles.
But you always laugh. That's the thing. Yeah, and that's the primary element of this podcast is making you giggle and you making me giggle. And that's lovely, and people get to experience that firsthand.
New year, mate.
Yeah,
live podcast.
Live.
Let's go to Edinburgh.
I'd love to do a live podcast. We were actually discussing the idea of perhaps having a little Pod Shambles get together.
Yeah.
If anyone's, I know that now. Like from what we've, hang on, we are skipping topics so quickly. I want to
finish this stocking.
Brotherly stocking. Great, I'm going to finish this right now. You are very protective and lovely. I need looking after, but it's also quite fun.
Yes.
In a sort of young way.
Oh, you help me see the youth I used to have.
I go, hey, take a risk in Hearthstone.
Do you remember Zorbing?
Oh,
do you remember Pogs?
I hate Zorbing. I hate roller coasters.
You love
as
Pogs,
well.
Though.
I fucking love Pogs. And Tazos. Do you remember Tazo?
Woo! Of course.
But anyway, yeah, like, I feel that impacts on our relationship, and I think that's something that really works between us.
That's true.
That's the thing, and then the point was about the stockings. I know this is jumping around, but fuck it, it's Christmas. I, being the youngest in my family, when I turned sort of 18-ish, what's that?
I was trying to do affirmative. Affirmative.
My family sort of stopped doing stuff. Well, they made a rule about stockings that was, if you can do a stocking, you get it, your boyfriend or girlfriend does the stocking
for
you.
I've got a question for you
and
about
do them for them.
Yeah, right. What if you turn up one Christmas single?
Because most
Christmases... do you know what I realised the other day? And this is quite a kind of weird, maudlin point. I've never had to cater for a girlfriend at Christmas.
Really?
Which is quite a blessing.
Well, but you're quite young.
It sounds... Yeah, obviously. I'm not like, I've never in my life is over. But I realise it's actually quite nice because, like, I hear, like, obviously, Paddy's gone to extraordinary efforts to get his lovely girlfriend Emma a really good present, which she went to pick up, which we shan't mention just in case she hears before. It's really fucking brilliant.
Yeah.
And you've spent an awful lot of money and an awful lot of time, and it's brilliant. I love that idea, but I'm also quite glad I haven't had to ever bother, because my family quite easy.
I'll get
Reuben a dog biscuit. I'll get Flora a ukulele.
Yeah.
I'll get my dad braces and my mum. Oh,
pint of cream.
A subscription to Men's Health. God. It's easy. Whereas if I had a girlfriend, God, you've got to get them the perfect thing, and you've also got to kind of like work out how much they're spending on you.
Yeah.
So if and you turn up partner, to Christmas,
suddenly you're put in a new situation.
So if you turn up not having to do a stocking, it's probably quite good.
Well, that's exactly the point I was going to make, is that like stockings this year, we're the agreement is you get your partner a stocking, they get them. If you're single, that you're sort of the higher up of kin provide for that, and you provide for them.
I see. Got you.
So there have been numerous amounts of times in my family where at least four out of the five of us have been single.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then we all provide for each other and our folks have that and all this kind of thing. I just think it's really nice because then there's no obligation. But also, I kind of miss it because, like, I was the young one. So and then they suddenly went, look, Paddy's old enough now, we're not doing that. And everyone went, oh, okay, fine. And I went, oh, bollocks. And because
I've got to get a girlfriend.
You have younger siblings.
Yeah, that's true.
And, like, Rubes is still very much of the age where, like, I mean, I still think Christmas is fucking magical.
True, but he's very much in it. And he's also the age where, the thing is that you'd expect it for him that we all like get him really great presents, and he, you know, you'd expect that he gets us a little thing. He's one of the most generous of all of us. He saves up his money all year to buy us Christmas. It's so beautiful. Fucking lovely.
Like, that's great.
Because I didn't, you know, for years and years and years, you give people presents, but it's under your, you know, your dad.
It's under the jurisdiction of what you can afford.
I had a phrase that your parents buy you a present and say, well, you can give this to your sister.
You can give this to Walter, you can give this to Emily.
And it's like, actually, when it gets to that age when you can buy something yourself, I think it's so lovely.
Even when you're really young, I remember
when I was like 15, 16.
8 years old, my dad would buy me a gift to give to him.
Oh, that's lovely.
He used to do that, and it always used to be, and it was still something relatively cheap that he thought could potentially come from me.
Yeah, but it's the thought that counts. That's such a lovely sentiment.
And every he'd pretend to forget.
Oh,
and it was so sweet.
I'm going to do that for my kids. That's so lovely.
And but I think that's great that, like, as for Christmas, your family provides for the young Chris. The bar of Christmas is set at the youngest.
The bar of Christmas.
Yeah,
I want to go there. Eggnog for all.
But like, it's always like, okay, if the youngest in the family is a 13-year-old, we're going to have the kind of Christmas that a 13-year-old loves.
Yes.
Which is presents, but
which
is also
booze and cigs and girls.
It is also hanging out with your elder siblings who are, you know, having a glass of wine and they're smoking, and you might have a cocktail and go, oh, I'm one of the gang. Like, do you know what I mean? Like,
I do.
I certainly used to feel that at Christmas when I was younger. I used to go, God, my brother is so cool, my sister is so cool. Like, I wish.
Yeah,
I wish.
Shame
and I'd go to the pub with them. And because I lived in a village, I'd get served regardless of age.
Yeah, yeah,
but sort of, I felt like I was one of the gang.
Mm.
And I think that's really cool that it's not like, oh, okay, you're all a bit older now. It's like, fuck it. So getting a stocking tomorrow is going to be the highlight of my day. It's so cool.
I think in a way, like, my folks are really, really excited to have like another kid, in inverted commas, around.
That's fucking great.
Because mum was really like, what's he like?
And
what should I get him? And I was like, well, he likes things and he does things.
He likes.
It's going to be good.
He likes knives and marijuana.
I told him that Paddy's favourite things is crack and flavoured dildos.
Yeah, I just got loads of them. Not even at Christmas. She just bought them. She just nailed them.
And now, Paddy, darling, I heard you had a big pink one, so I got you a little
green one. Oh, you know. She knew.
Anyway, I think we're kind of wrapping
up. No, hang on.
What are we doing?
That's true. But wait. We finished that conversation earlier and we moved on to something else that was really interesting. I then brought us back.
No, I think you'd pretty much done.
No, it was after stockings. And what I want to remember is Christmas get-together.
Yes,
that's it.
Got to do it.
Yes, sorry. So live podcast. That would be really fun. Basically,
I think we could do.
Also, you told me about a podcast a while ago that every year they meet up.
The Football Ramble.
Football Ramble with Jim Campbell.
Very good stand-up
comedian. A good mate of mine. He's lovely.
And Pete, I can't remember his surname, but he's an absolute radio DJ.
Sampras.
No. I wish.
Pettigrew.
No. Anyway.
Quince.
That's enough of that, isn't it?
Quince Jam.
So they do a really great football podcast, which is a very lovely combination of insightful and fucking
hilarious. I understand it.
Do you?
No.
Whatsoever.
And they're very good. If you like football, very check out Football Ramble. And they do every year, they do a Christmas meetup in Liverpool Street in a pub. And you just, everyone turns up. And they don't record a podcast, but lots of football fans turn up and chat. And they're all there to chat. It's really fucking brilliant. And last time I went, they had a couple of kind of really good football journalists turned up who were kind of quite high up. And it's really... Anyway, we should do that. There won't be any celebrities or good people.
But that's brilliant.
There.
Like, I think that's a really,
it just
really
be,
nice
but it will
idea.
Just be me and you in a flea-ridden cardigan.
And we can all just talk about, you know, how late Norient are faring in the second league.
League One. Division One. Oh, you're League One, yeah. Fuck.
League One.
It's complicated, though. So it's the old Division Two.
It's Barclays.
No.
Oh, it's no. Of course not.
N-Power.
Yeah, of course. Late.
Anyway! Yeah.
QPR, what are they doing? Anyway.
I think we should do it. Maybe we'll just do it for the new year. Because I think, obviously, the theme around Christmas is great, but... We get some good. Well, obviously, it's season two coming next year.
I'm just suggesting this now. That could be a terrible idea. Let me know if you disagree. But it could be fun to, like, we could get everyone to meet up and we could discuss
where
the next season.
Yeah.
Like, we could sort of say, what do you guys want? If you guys say, we want you for 15 hours every
big
day,
big sex
party, you know.
We'll do it. That's us. We're completely at your command.
Just to maybe have.
You want Laurie to show a bit more testicle? Done.
Everyone.
You want Paddy to put his beard away? Done. You want us both to rub our chests together and start moaning the lyrics to Carl Orff's O Fortuna?
Yeah.
Done.
Done. Like everyone who emails us, like that's bloody great. And you give us input and stuff like that. And what we like, maybe a kind of an actual. Get together and chat about it. It would be really nice.
Watch this space.
Watch this space because actually,
we'll
like, I'm not going to lie, it'd probably be in London because that's where we live and work.
not travelling.
Not doing that. But I assume at least a percentage of you live in London.
I'm
or
sure.
visit London at some point. We could even try and correlate something. And
maybe
actually,
a roller coaster.
Maybe a roller coaster. And what?
I don't know. Mate.
I just
somewhere
went
to
with
meet.
It.
Somewhere
I'm sorry.
To meet.
Now and the other thing is postal salmon.
Yes, we'll get back to them because we've got some great Christmas bits. But I think if we come back after Christmas, we ask what are the things you dislike most about Christmas, it'd be quite nice.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the new year.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Christmas was shit.
And I
wasn't
want people
it?
To email in and say, hey, I had a great Christmas, but this
really pissed
this
me off.
This ruined it.
So do give us a little tinkle. It's podshambles@gmail.com.
Or at podshambles at Twitter. But thank you in particular to the people who already got in touch. I'm really sorry we're not mentioning this.
We will get around to mentioning you and giving you lots of love and cake and adoration. Cake may not happen.
You know who you are, you know. Luke, Rose, Laura, Misha, you're all there, aren't you?
Jeremy.
Fucking Rebecca. Rebecca's on it, isn't she?
Oh, she's so on it.
She's on it. She's great, great at Twitter.
I think she might steal our skin and wear it, but you know.
That is a lie. She's just better at Twitter than
we'll give her a bit
else.
Of skin if she wants
she's
to.
Have you seen how good she is at Twitter?
She's very good at Twitter.
I'm shit at Twitter.
She can do the retweet.
You're good at Twitter.
Am I?
You're at Havelock the Dane.
Hello.
Right. You've got like at least twice the amount of things that Podshambles do. and you keep telling people, oh, why don't you follow Podshambles? They go, nah, just want to hear about Laurie. Really.
just want the best bits.
Just want all the best, the highlights, if you will, from Podshambles on Laurie's feed.
The ginger highlights.
But thank you to all of you for all your all your contributions this year. And
really lovely.
For downloading and all this kind of thing. But like next year's going to be big.
Big one.
Big one.
Big cake.
Big cake. Big times.
Big fun.
So like what we need, what like I know we always ask, but like do please tell your friends, do rate us on iTunes. You'd genuinely be surprised
I tell you what, we had an amazing kick about a month ago when a couple of people got on and gave us reviews, and it gave us a really perceptible spike in people who knew people listening to us. So if you haven't done, I mean, it's obviously it's a really like needy thing to ask. But if you haven't done it, it takes 2 seconds, it'll be really lovely. And if you let us know you've done it, we'll give you a little shout out, you can send us a message.
And I'm still preparing the present for people who retweet and spread the word.
There is a great little, we'll call it a little special.
A vignette.
Yes. Brilliant.
Basically, like, there are so many rewards and...
And no effort at all.
And it's really lovely. And as Laurie said, there's a noticeable spike. And also, it, like, I know it doesn't seem like
it makes
like
us
much.
Feel really good.
It makes us feel happy about what we're doing.
Basically,
and like,
see it as an exercise in massaging mine and Paddy's egos. That's all we... That's brilliant.
Actually, just our lives.
Just our bums.
Don't let us kill ourselves again. Like,
wow.
He was shit the first time.
Oh, don't go for that.
Timmy
it's
didn't
Christmas.
Make it for Christmas,
okay.
Did he?
I think we need to... He's calm down.
Calm down.
Okay, and we say...
But also...
Say to the listeners.
No, hang on. Hang on. Christmas. It's a podcast from me...
And a podcast from him.
And
Merry Christmas.
And Merry Christmas. But also,
what
I need to say is, so do all
very
that.
Very roundabout.
Big old vignette being handled. Big old reward for everyone. Meet up in the new year.
Yeah.
Next year's going to be a big year for Pod Shambles. And this is a shambles.
Oh,
hello.
Oh, what
be,
could that be?
To be confirmed, if anything.
TBC Q1 2014.
TBC Q1. Watch this space, as we say. All the time, but I hope you're looking forward to it. But yeah, with all of your support, God, it sounds really. I was about to say this sounds really genuine, but it is. So
yes.
That's sort of
do
fine.
It. Say it.
Okay,
fine.
Thank you.
I believe in you.
Thank you.
Thank you
for a brilliant year.
It's been really fucking fun,
and it's been an emotional rollercoaster.
And we'll see you in a couple of
weeks.
We've
had fights. We've had scuffs.
We've had sex.
We've had sex. That's exactly where I was going.
I know you, man. I know you.
Now, after all the podcast support... No, we knew each other before.
Yeah,
I mean, that,
pretty
that's
much,
a lie,
mate.
If anything. But thank you for all your support and continue to support the podcast because...
And this, be nice to your mum, dad.
I'm still trying to be genuine. Because this kind of thing is really important. This is free, just downloadable
I'll
stuff...
Make-
No, fuck it, no.
Get off your fucking soapbox.
No, this is, no, I'm not saying, oh, it's free, we're doing you a favour. I'm not saying that. I'm saying this is stuff that is just readily available for anyone, and you don't need to pay for it, and you don't need to do anything, and it's really lovely to be part of a community that supports that.
Mm.
And that's
that is a good thing.
That's a really good thing. This is effectively... This is a form of comedy and a form of fun and a form of entertainment, and I'm really glad that people are interested. So, thanks.
Hey, just to liven it up.
Why not?
Who wants a joke?
Who wants a joke?
Who wants a joke?
I've got a couple.
Oh no, right. You can't have any.
Do you want a little Christmas story?
No, fuck, I was my
joke. Okay, do a joke.
You can't do a Christmas story.
I've got a Christmas story all lined up. All right, come on, joke.
What is a frog's favourite social network?
Frog book. No. Ribbit. Like Reddit. Reddit. Oh, I got it second time. Give me another one.
That's it.
What's green and invisible?
What?
This cabbage.
It's not a cabbage.
It's
I'm touching it. It's not there.
I know.
Okay.
It's green.
I think we should say bye.
And remember, sometimes Christmas is a time for fun.
Sometimes it's a time for bum. Which will it be? You decide.
Or will you? Because this Christmas...
Oh, God.
...at M&S...
No! Merry Christmas, bye!
We love you. See you in the new year.
Be nice.
Be nice and be excellent.
Bubble that goose. A little deep.
Paddy! Paddy!
When I awoke...
Paddy!
You were dead. Oh, Jesus.
Jesus.
How are you?
This is a little sound check.
I'm 1, 2, 3, 4. It's sound check. Listen to me rap. Watch me roll. I'm turning round like a sausage.
Perfetto roll.
Nice. Roll and roll. That's what we're good at.
Foldy roll.
Oh, fold.
Foldy roll.
Foldy roll.
Good one, mate. Well done.